Two people were hurt after their small plane crashed yesterday afternoon in the Torresdale neighborhood of Philadelphia in a park near Grant and Torresdale Avenues. One person had to be extricated from the plane. Both were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Fire Commissioner Jeffrey Thompson spoke to our news partner, 6 ABC.
As we continue to work in this area, please avoid the area as best you can while NTSB does their investigation and while we continue to make sure that the scene is safe.
Thompson says a small fuel spill was reported, but no fires broke out as a result of the crash. U.S. Senator Dave McCormick joined FBI Director Kash Patel and local officials yesterday for a roundtable on combating fentanyl, which continues to drive overdose deaths across Pennsylvania. Senator McCormick said recent efforts that target supply chains and drug trafficking networks are starting to show results.
We're making progress. That's the first message. Second message is there's so much more work to do.
Officials highlighted increased fentanyl seizures and closer coordination between federal, state, and local agencies, and a focus on both supply and also demand. Delaware lawmakers are considering regulating a product that causes stimulant and opioid-like effects. From the Delaware Desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller reports.
Kratom is an herbal supplement derived from a tree native to Southeast Asia, where people have used it as a home remedy for centuries. It's recently gained popularity in Delaware and other states, with people coping with pain or addiction. It's sold at gas stations and smoke shops. But State Senator Kyra Hoffner says Kratom products are unsafe and should be banned from sale.
The teenager can walk into any corner store and purchase an opiate-like product in the same way that he might buy an energy drink.
State Representative Melanie Ross Levin says she wants to keep sales legal for people over 21 years old. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
Our news partner, 6ABC, confirms an embattled borough council president in Delaware County has stepped down. Former Parkside Borough Council President Dominic Capobianco is facing theft-related charges tied to the alleged misuse of taxpayer funds. Investigators say Capobianco used a borough-issued gas card to fill up personal vehicles totaling an estimated $2,500 worth of fuel. In sports, the Phils came from behind. They beat the Nationals yesterday at Citizens Bank Park 6-5. It took 10 innings to get that job done, and Justin Crawford hit his first walk-off single to help get that job done. The Phillies travel today. They will be out west starting a series with the Rockies tomorrow afternoon. The 76ers beat the Wizards last night 153-131. The Sixers' Paul George scored 39 points, a big night for him, and the Flyers are hosting the Red Wings tonight. 9:07, it's a bit foggy, very moist in Philadelphia this morning. It'll be a cloudy day, a high of 50.